Hi, I'm Kevin O'Connor, and this is my commentary brought to you by David's Jewelry and Coin Exchange. I would venture a guess that most of you can remember the Jetsons and everybody wanting the little magic food pill or the flying car. Well, in April of 1988, the Los Angeles Times did a cover story predicting what life would be like right now in 2013. Well, it's 25 years later, and a class at USC is looking back to see how accurate the predictions were. Here are five things they got dead on in the article. Every car would have a computer in it and would be able to drive itself. Cars have computer systems for years, and they're self-parking cars right now. Google, matter of fact, has one that drives itself. Computer navigation systems for driving, similar to GPS. Video chat systems, think Skype. A, quote, personal computer about the size of a 3x5 card. We have them, and they're called smartphones. And schools with satellite campuses. They're all connected by computer and computer screens for walls. Most colleges offer long-distance and online courses now, and wall-mounted smart boards can be found pretty much anywhere here in the Brazos Valley. That's all pretty cool. Here's what they completely missed, though. Back in 1988, they thought we would have robot cooks and maids. Now, less the Roomba vacuum cleaner, that thing that wanders around on the floor. We don't have those yet, trust me, or I'd have one. Hover cars. Experts said magnetism would be used to lift cars off the road for a smoother ride. Hasn't happened, but apparently the technology does exist. And finally, robot pets, which I'm assuming would be much easier to clean up after, but not quite as fun to cuddle with. And that's my commentary brought to you by David's Jewelry and a Coin Exchange. They do appraisals. Now, a lot of ladies, or guys, really doesn't matter who, don't want to leave their ring to have it appraised. Well, they can evaluate it, take some notes, write up the paperwork, and then deliver that back to you within 2 or 3 days without you having to leave your jewelry there, which I know leaves a lot of discomfort for folks. They also do appraisals on coins. They can do it by the hour or by the piece, whatever's more efficient for you. To find out more, go to davidsjewelryandcoins.com, where you can find them on South College. They're in the same shopping center as Hurricane Harry's, just down from IHOP. I'm Kevin O'Connor. Thank you for listening.